Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open a book that kind of broke my brain a little, Jean Baudrillard's Simulacra and Simulation. So Sophie, what's the one sentence you'd use to sell this book to someone who's never heard of it?
Oh, easy. It's the book that asks, what if the copy becomes more real than the original? And honestly, it's a wild ride from there. Baudrillard basically argues that we've lost touch with reality entirely, and we're just living in a world of signs and images that refer to nothing.
Right? And the phrase that keeps coming up is, the map has eaten the territory. That's the core of it, isn't it?
Exactly. And he's not being metaphorical. He means we've reached a point where the models we create to represent reality now generate reality itself. It's called the precession of simulacra, and it's the idea that the map comes before the territory, not after.
So, to make this concrete, he walks through these historical stages of the image. The first order is the counterfeit, which is the pre-modern world. You have a mask or a mirror, and everyone knows it's a copy. There's a clear line between the real thing and the fake.
Then the second order is the industrial age, where the copy becomes a product. You've got 1,000 identical cars coming off the assembly line. The question of what's authentic starts to blur because there's no unique original anymore, just endless reproductions.
And the third order is our age, the age of the model. The simulation comes first. The sign doesn't point to anything outside itself. It's a self-referential loop that just generates our experience of the world.
And his most famous example of that is Disneyland. He says Disneyland is the perfect model of all the entangled orders of simulation. It presents itself as this imaginary fantasy land, but its real purpose is to make the world outside its gates feel real by comparison.
But then he flips it, right? He says the truth is the opposite. America itself has become a kind of Disneyland. So the park isn't hiding something real. It's hiding the fact that there is no real. It's a simulation that generates the very idea of reality as something lost.
It's a dizzying thought, and he applies this to everything. Take the Gulf War. He famously argued it didn't take place. Not that bombs weren't dropped, but that it was so mediated and scripted as a TV spectacle that it stopped functioning as a real war. It was a simulation of combat.
The hyperreal isn't an illusion, though. It's more real than real. It's a reality that's been intensified and perfected. And he calls this the ecstasy of communication. Everything is obscenely visible. There are no secrets left, and the private sphere has collapsed into the public.
And the strange paradox is that all this information produces no meaning. We're bombarded with noise, but it's a simulation of communication. The more we talk, the less we actually say. The more we know, the less we understand.
So how does the system actually control us in this hyperreal world? Because it's not like a tyrant forcing us to obey, right?
No, it's much sneakier. It's through the code. Baudrillard uses that term to describe the underlying system of signs that organizes everything. It's the binary logic of computers, the genetic code, the social codes of advertising and fashion. The code doesn't represent reality. It generates reality.
So we think we're choosing, but we're just picking from a menu of pre-approved options.
Exactly. We're terminals through which the code passes. Our desires, our identities, our relationships are all programmed. It's the ultimate form of social control because it feels like freedom.
That's bleak. And it gets bleaker because he says even our attempts to resist are simulated. Protesting consumer society is just performing a scripted rebellion that the system feeds on. It turns our anger into a product, our dissent into a style.
Right, so he calls for a different kind of resistance. It's called the fatal strategy. Instead of trying to restore the real, you push the simulation to its extreme. You consume with such manic intensity that the system collapses under its own weight. Or you produce so much meaning that meaning becomes meaningless.
So the book doesn't offer a way out. It's not a hopeful read, is it?
No, not in a traditional sense. But there's something liberating in recognizing that the real is gone. If there's no original, You're free to play, to create, to simulate without the burden of authenticity. It's an ambiguous gift.
And that's the haunting image he ends with, the desert of the Real. And that's the phrase the Matrix made famous. We've built this world of signs and images, but underneath it all, there's just emptiness. The Real hasn't been destroyed. It's been exhausted, used up.
He also uses Watergate as an example. He says it was a simulation of scandal. It was staged political theater that reinforced the system it seemed to threaten. It demonstrated that the rules existed, that the system could self-correct. That's how simulation works. It's not a lie hiding a truth. It's a truth hiding the fact that there is no truth.
So what are we supposed to do with all this? I mean, it's a book that's more about diagnosis than prescription.
I think the takeaway is to be aware of the simulation, to stop pretending we're outside it. That's the lucid despair he offers. Once you see it, you can at least play with it, maybe push it to its limits.
For me, the thing I'm actually taking away is that simulation isn't a lie. Lies hide a truth, but simulations hide the fact that there's no truth. And that's a much more unsettling idea. It means we're all willing participants in our own fiction, and that's the real mindbender.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper into this, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. This book is a mirror that shows you the simulation we all live in, and once you see it, you can't unsee it. We'll see you in the next one.